Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in Talmudic methodology in the Sefer Hamidos Lecheker HaLacha. And we are presently on page Yates. Os Chavav says, Harav Amiel, V'aleinu lehavdil bein din u'bein gmar din. Hamusik din shaykh b'chol din eser v'heter. And this shir should be a schus for Yitzchak Chaim Yechiel ben Esther. So we have to distinguish between judgment and the end of the judgment, the Gemara Din. The concept of Din is shayach in all dinam v'isr v'heter, tum v'tara, kasher v'treifa v'chadome. Ki adin hu be'emet echuta shel ha-metziut. Because judgment is the quality of reality. And therefore it'll tell us what's permitted and what's forbidden and what's pure and what's impure and what's kosher and what's treif. Lo ken gmar din, zeh musag mishpati. Gmar din is a legal concept. And that is not only din, you also need a beis din. And the din is not just the quality of reality, whether something is kosher or treif, whether it's pure or impure, but rather it's a pol yotze of the mitzias. There's a certain mitzias, and then the beis din determines the outcome of this mitzias, what it is going to be. In other words, the reality is something is mutter, something is aser, something is tame, something is tahar. The job of the rav is just to clarify that issue, but it is whether he said it's aser or not, whether it's mutter or not. He's just clarifying sugyot, whether it's tame, whether it's tar. So that's the quality of reality. Whereas the beis din takes the reality, and then they, with their gemar din, they create this new halacha, whether he's chayev to pay or he's not chayev to pay, etc. Whether he's chayev mis or he's not chayev mis, that's done by the beis din. V'imadin ba b'ofen yashar me'a mitziyut, hine ha'gemar din barak, Din comes directly from reality. Gmar din comes from edus, from testimony. That's the difference between Eidach HaNem and Bisurim, and between Al Pishnayim Edim Yakum Davar and Dine Mamanis. So, Dine Mamanis is a Musag Mishpati, it's a legal concept. And therefore, you need Edim, there's no Mishpat Bili Edim. So, for Gemara Din, you need two. And for Isurim, one is enough. But for a mishpat, you need two. V'yomnam lefamim ha-beitin motzim mamon gam al pi yomdina demuchach v'chadome ach zeo mepnei sh'anan sade v'shuv yesh edim b'davar ke-beitin ba'atzmam heima ha-edim. Sometimes the beis din extracts money even al pi yomdina demuchach based on a clear circumstantial evidence based on what they can discern, and not based on Edim. But that is only because there's an anansade, that it's like they're testifying that that's the reality. The Beis Din themselves become the Edim. Vein evdel bein mamon liisur rak bein shnayim lecha. The difference between mamon and isur is not just between two and one. That in mamon we require two Edim, and isur it's enough to have one aid. Ela sheish evdel b'chol mohut hadavar. There's a difference in the entire essence of the matter. Kibbe Yisul, Gamet Ha'echad, Eid Echad, Lo Ba'inan Rak Kedei Levarer Et Yidiyat Ba'al Ha'ora'a, Shemoreh Bezeh Et Adin, Vim Hu Ba'atzmo Moreh Din La'atzmo, Az Daya, Gam Yidiyato Levad, Lochein Ba'mamon, Shekamur Yesh Bezeh Lo Inyan Shel Ha'ora'a, Inyan Mishpati. והדבר נחתך לא על פי הוראה, אך על פי בית דין, שם אין העדות משמשת, רק בתור המציא כדי לברר את ידיעת בית הדין, אלא בתור צורך בעצם המשפט. So the difference between Mammon and Isser is not merely between two and one, that a Mammon will require two Eidim and an Isser it's enough to have one Eid, but rather there's an essential difference between the two. Because in Isser, even the one, even the Eid Echad, we only require to be Mevarer, the idea of the Baal Horah, of the one paskening, who's paskening the Din. And if he knows he has independent knowledge, so he can paskin on his own, all we need is his idea. The moment you have the idea of the Baal Horah, that's enough. But Mammon is not like that. Mammon is not just a Horah, it's not just a psak, it's something legal. It is established through the Horah. And that's with the Beis Din. And the Beis Din, the purpose of the Eidim, is not just to be Mevarer, the idea of the Beis Din, but that's part and parcel of the Mishpat. Part and parcel of the legal process includes witnesses. Whereas when it comes to Isser, the job of the Eid Echad, is just merely to bring it to the attention of the Baal Horah, but there's no Talich Mishpati here. There's no judicial process. Just the Posek has to know the information, so the Eid Echad gives him the information. Whereas when it comes to Mammon, the two Eidim are part and parcel of the judicial process, and not just to clarify the knowledge of the Beis Din. ואף על פי שאנו אומרים שבדיני ממונות עד נעשה דיין ביום מצד לא תהיה שמיעה גדולה מראייה. כבר ביאנו במקום אחר שאין הכוונה שבאופן שכזה איננו צריכים כלל למושג עדות, שהרי דיני עדות חלים גם על משה ואהרון, ומכאן ראיה מוכרחת שאין העדות בדיני ממונות באים רק כדי לברר את ידיעת הדיינים. אלא מה שאנו אומרים לא תהיה שמיעה גדולה מראייה הוא שבאופן שכזה לא צריכים הדיינים להשמיע את עדותם לאחרים, אלא הראייה משמשת בתור שמיעה. כלומר, שלא צריכים שאחרים יקבלו את עדותם, אלא כי הם בעצמם מקבלים את עדותם גופה. So we know that when it comes to Dinei Mamonos, Eid Nasa Dayan. That if he sees it during the day, then he can also become a Dayan, he can also judge it. Because lo tei shmiya gedola meriya, hearing it from Eidim shouldn't be greater than seeing it himself. So this Eid who sees it can turn into a Dayan. Aye, what about the musig of Eidus? We said that for Mamonos it's a talich mishpati, it's a judicial process, and you need Eidus. So if the Dayan sees it, and then if the Eid sees it and he turns it to a Dayan, where do you have the Eidus? Where do the Eidus go? So Rav Amiel explained in his Sefer Darkei Moshe, Derech HaKinyanim, Shmaitza Aleph, Perek Aleph, and other places, that it doesn't mean that we don't need the Musig of Eidus at all. You always need the Musig of Eidus and the Halacha of Eidus, and that applies even to Moshe and Aaron. So it's not just to be Mevarer, the idea of the Dayanim. But rather, right, and Moshe and Aaron are pasul eidus, they can't testify together. Aye, what about being Bavar the Emes? You know, Moshe and Aaron are pretty good witnesses, right? But still, because eidus is necessary, and not just to be Bavar ideas of Dayanim. So what then, what does it mean then, lo tei shmiya gedola meriya, what happened to the Eidus? The answer is that when they see it, the Dayanim don't need to be mashmiya their Eidus, they don't need to make their Eidus heard to others. The Riyah, what they see, is in place of shmiya. It acts as shmiya. In other words, others don't have to be makabel their Eidus. It's as if they themselves are makabel their Eidus. So when they see it, now they can go ahead and judge, because the seeing it was like they heard it. It was like they were mashmiya their edus. And the nafkamina is, if you have a yachid mumche, you have an individual who's an expert, he can be done, afilu based in. אבל באמת הדבר מבואר ברשב"א, בבקם מצד עמוד ב', שפשוט לא שהדבר שלא כן. ועל כן כנ"ל, שמה שנאמר על פי שניים עדים יקום דבר, אין זה רק בתור אמצעי לברר ידיעת הדיין, אלא שהם בעצמם קובעים את עצם המציאות. וכל החידוש הוא שאין צריכים בזה להגדת עדות, אלא עצם עדות כן צריכים בזה. וזה לא ייתכן סוף סוף ביחיד, כי אם יש נפקמינה בין מומחה לבין אינו מומחה, הוא רק במה שנוגע לדיינים, אבל לא במה שנוגע לעדות. So the נפקמינה, when we discuss the purpose of the Edom, is the purpose of the Edom merely to clarify what the Metzius was, or is it part of the judicial process? The nafkamina will be for Yachad Mumche, who can serve as a judge, as an independent individual judge. Do we say by him, Lo teishmi'a gedola meri'iyah? So if Pshat and Eidus is just to be Mevara what happened, so then let him be Mevara. For Yachad Mumche Soat, so let him be Mevara based on his Re'iyah. But the Emes, the Rashba says, in Baba Kamet Sadi Yomit Beis, that it's Pashat not like that. And it must be, like we've been saying, that it says al pishnai meidim yakum dover, it's not just a means to be mevara the idea of the dying, but rather they themselves, this is, he emphasizes these words, today they put it in bold print, in the olden days they used to put it ba'otiyot mefuzarot, they write scattered letters, putting in a space between each letter to show you emphasis. So Rav Amiel emphasizes, ela shehem ba'atzman kovim et etzem ha'metziyut, they themselves, these judges, establish the very, these witnesses establish the very Metzius. And the whole Chiddush is, when they see it, Elot Eishmiya Gedola Meri'iya, that you don't need Haggadah's Eidus, but the Etzem Eidus is required. So, if a Yachid is a Yachid Mumche, and he sees it, he can't go ahead and judge now, because you still need two Eidim. So these two Eidim, they can be two Eidim, they can verbalize their Eidus, or if they see it, they can turn into judges. But you still need two Eidim. So if their whole purpose was to clarify to the judges, so let the Yachid Mumche who sees judge. But since no, you need two Eidim as part of the judicial process, you're right, you can have one Dayan if he's a Dayan Mumche, but you still need two Eidim, so even if the Dayan sees it, you can't say, oh, Lo Teshmir Gedola Meri'iyah, and Memele, he can judge based on what he saw. Because you still need two Eidim, that's part of the judicial process. Okay, sweet friends, Baruch Hashem, Tafasta, Meruba, Lo Tafasta. We're going to Bislach to Bislach. We learned the Big Yisod in Dinei Eidus. And Ritzos Hashem Darkeinu, we shall continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.